Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg and Emalahleni 30, Pretoria 32. We start with education, and President Cyril Ramaphosa has affirmed the importance of inclusive discussions on the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act. On Friday, the Solidarity Movement, which includes institutions such as Solidarity and AfriForum, settled with government at the National Economic Development and Labour Council regarding the dispute over the Bela Act. The President has delayed implementation of Sections 4 and 5 that addresses language and admission policies for 3 months to allow further deliberations. Ramaphosa spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the President has reiterated his commitment to transformative education reforms.
The agreement between the Minister and Solidarity has no bearing in law on the inclusive multi-party discussions that are underway on Sections 4 and 5 of the Act. The agreement bears no influence on the President's powers to ultimately take a decision regarding the commencement of the Act.
Former President Jacob Zuma's MK Party celebrated its first anniversary in Ekurhuleni yesterday. The party campaigned in the 2024 general elections and is the official opposition. Secretary General Floyd Chivambo has emphasized the party's aim to unite progressive forces.
We're going to unite more than two-thirds of the voters of South Africa behind the banner of Umkhonto we Sizwe, which is going to take over political power, the local government, at national level on behalf of the people, so that we can drive through a thoroughgoing transformation agenda to empower our people.
As the world marks World AIDS Day, the U.S. Agency for International Development has emphasized that protecting human rights is essential to ending AIDS as a public health threat by 2030. UNAIDS Deputy Executive Director Anjali Akrikar says progress in HIV response links directly to human rights advancements, yet rights violations threaten these gains.
We can end AIDS if the rights path for people living with and affected by HIV and AIDS are protected. We've made extraordinary progress. More than 30 million people living with HIV are alive today and because they are on life-saving treatment. AIDS deaths have plummeted by 70% since their peak.
In South Africa, Deputy President Paul Mashatile will lead the official government commemoration of World AIDS Day in East London. To rugby and disappointment for the Blitzbox, who lost their Dubai Sevens quarterfinals clash against New Zealand 24-17 a short while ago. And American consumers spent a record $10.8 billion online during Black Friday promotions, with many using artificial intelligence tools to find the best deals. Total sales were 10.2% higher than on Black Friday in 2023. The biggest sales during the annual day after Thanksgiving promotions were for toys, jewelry, household appliances, skin and hair care products, clothes and electronic devices. Passing the $10 billion mark was an important step for electronic commerce, given that Black Friday shopping traditionally has been in brick and mortar stores. As Black Friday promotions continue, online consumers were expected to spend an additional $5.2 billion yesterday and $5.6 billion today. And record sales of $13.2 billion are predicted for Cyber Monday. I'm Martina van der Walt Elers, hoofnuus. President Cyril Ramaphosa het die belangrikheid beklemtoon van inklusiewe besprekings oor die kontroversiële Bela-wet.
I took a page out of